To some, smoking in taverns is a question of public health. Dr. Mark Huftel, an allergist with the Marshfield Clinic, points to last year's report by the U.S. Surgeon General.
The increased risk of lung cancer in individuals exposed to secondhand smoke, an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, including heart attack, as well as an increase in respiratory symptoms in general.
But to others, smoking in taverns is a question of freedom. Jim Moss is the secretary of Wisconsin's Libertarian Party.
If you walk into a bar and somebody is smoking, you can tell that. You think that that's a serious health risk to you. It's your responsibility to leave. And it's as simple as that.
Public health advocates say we need to protect those who work in taverns. Julie Willems-Van Dyke is the Marathon County Health Officer.
I do think government has a role in protecting those employees. And you're right, the customer has a right to leave. But if the employee is going to keep their job and keep a living wage, they can't leave.
But Jim Troy, a Wausau Tavern owner, says a ban would infringe on the rights of people who choose to work in a smoke-filled environment.
Bartenders and people that work in restaurants and taverns don't make a lot of money, so there are a lot better jobs out there if they want to go out and find a better job. Most of those people that work in bars and restaurants are smokers to begin with, so they don't have a problem coming to work and being around secondhand smoke.
Is smoking in taverns a question of public health or a question of freedom? It depends on which side of the issue you're on, and in some cases, which side of the tavern door. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.